back. From Chicago, back. This is the Pete McMurray Show.
Back.
On 720.
That is great radio.
WGN.
720 WGN. September is Prostate Awareness Month. Joining us from Northwestern Hospital to talk about prostate awareness is Dr. Alicia Morgans. Doc, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me.
I know men don't usually talk about anything at all, let alone health problems. Am I right?
You are very, very right.
And of course, if men talked about more things, I feel like I'm having a conversation with my wife. If we opened up more, this is a benefit to men, isn't it?
It is. You know, I think that if men sort of acted like women in this way, if they reached out, if they talked to their doctors when they had problems, if they thought about screening to preemptively kind of identify problems and then treat them before they became bigger, that would be great. But that's not necessarily who men are. And it's important that, you know, we in healthcare recognize that we need to meet men where they are. For those men who are coordinated and organized enough to do it, we want to meet them where they are, have urologists and primary care ready to listen to them and help them get the help that they need if they need it. And for those men who are more kind of catching up as things happen and identifying problems maybe a little bit later, we're here for them too, because we are who we are and we can't change everybody. And we just want to make sure that people, if they do have a problem, they certainly speak up and we can help where we can.
Well, tell us about the Us2 blog where men can share and ask questions.
Yeah, you know, I think the Us2 blog is particularly useful just because of this issue that men don't always feel comfortable talking to their doctors and sometimes not even to their partners about concerns or questions that they have. And we all have questions about what's normal, you know, and how we should feel, or, you know, is it supposed to work this way? Those kinds of things. The Us2 blog is a community of prostate cancer patients and advocates who can answer questions, particularly around prostate cancer, but also other aspects of men's health, from a peer-to-peer kind of vantage point, and also from a non-judgmental, non-identified vantage point, where,
sure,
where men can ask what's really important and on their mind, but they may be too nervous to say.
Dr. Alicia Morgans from Northwestern Hospital on the line with us. How often should a guy go in for a prostate exam? Is it yearly? Is it every 2 years, 3 years? What?
Well, at this point, the recommendations are really for men to have a conversation with their doctor and help make the choice that's right for them, which I know sounds like a very complicated answer.
Yep.
But by 40 or 45, men need to have that conversation with their doctor. There's both a blood test called a PSA and a rectal exam, which is actually very brief but can be really important in identifying an abnormally shaped prostate. And the combination of these two screening tools can be incredibly useful in identifying localized prostate cancer. So prostate cancer that's still in the prostate that can be cured with surgery or radiation because you found it early enough. If it gets out of the prostate and has moved, it's not going to be curable in most cases anymore. So these screening tests are important. When it's right for you, if you're an African-American man, usually that's going to be a little bit younger. So 40, I would say, is have that conversation.
Okay.
For a Caucasian man without a family history, maybe it's 45 to at least have the conversation. If you have a family history, it's 10 years before that family member
right.
had a diagnosis.
We had family history, so I've been going for years, and my brother had prostate cancer. He was diagnosed last year. By the way, the whole prostate cancer thing, they diagnose it, they take out the prostate, I mean, which is one of the surgeries. There's other options that we'll talk about in a second, but he was through the entire process, I want to say, in 90 days, maybe 4 months at the most.
Yeah, you know, they're trying harder, I think, to make it as simple as possible, because people are in the primes of their lives. They're working. They have children. They certainly have families, loved ones. They have things that they'd rather be doing than going to have their prostate removed. So, you know, surgeries have become much more advanced. They're using robots and laparoscopic approaches
right.
to try to minimize that recovery time. And they're trying to get men back to doing what they want to do as quickly as possible.
What are the biggest prostate problems men face as they get older?
many men, actually probably most men, will have the prostate grow just with normal tissue over time as they get older. It's called benign prostatic hypertrophy or hyperplasia, or BPH, which is a lot easier to say and to think about. It just means that the prostate continues to grow over time and it stays in this fixed amount of space. And so as it's doing that, it blocks the urethra, which allows us to urinate and can cause men to have to urinate more frequently because they're not emptying their bladder all the way. That is not cancer, and it's something that can be treated with pills or sometimes with a pretty minor surgical procedure to open up that urethra or move the prostate out of the way, shrink it up a little bit so that you can urinate normally. That's probably, other than prostate cancer, that's the biggest issue that men have with their prostate, and that is a pretty common issue, particularly as men get older.
I mean, I feel like there's different triggers for everybody, especially as you get older. I know I've said this on the air. If I start drinking beer at a game or a Bear game, it's like every 30 minutes I'm running to the bathroom.
Yeah, you know, beer does that sometimes even when your prostate's not big, because beer is a diuretic.
Yep.
Wine does that too. Any alcohol will do that. But these are questions that certainly you'd want to ask your urologist about. And if you're getting older, if you're over 40 to 45, you know, you don't know if it's benign prostate hyperplasia or BPH, benign, not cancer, or that your prostate's getting big because it's cancer, unless you've spoken with somebody and they can do these screening tests, that rectal exam or the blood test, the PSA, or both, and then they can help guide you on what the problem actually is. We can't assume that it's not cancer. We can't assume that it is cancer unless we really kind of evaluate it.
We're talking with Dr. Alicia Morgans from Northwestern Hospital. We've always said on this show, especially if we have doctors on, people need to listen to their bodies. They try to ignore things. Oh, I'm going to put it off. You need to listen to your body. If something's off, you need to go see a doctor.
I agree. You know, speaking up is probably the most powerful way you can take care of yourself and your health, whether it has to do with prostate cancer or your heart or your colon cancer and bowel movements, whatever it is. If you speak up and ask the questions, people can help you figure out whether it's a big problem, a small problem, and then take those steps necessary to actually address and take care of the problem.
Because you're probably not the first person to ask that question.
I guarantee you're not.
Right.
You are definitely not.
Can you talk about the other types of prostate cancer treatment? We talked about the surgery, of course, happens right away. There's other treatments, isn't there?
There are other treatments. There are a series of treatments around radiation and different types of radiation. And these are, again, for localized prostate cancer. That's prostate cancer that's all still inside the prostate. It hasn't spread outside of the prostate. And the goal of that kind of treatment is always going to be to cure the person who has that cancer. So radiation just sort of burns away the prostate tissue that has the cancer in it, whether they're using external beam radiation or proton beam radiation or little seeds of radiation that can be implanted in the prostate if it's a lower risk prostate cancer. So there are multiple ways to approach that. And there are new ways that they're thinking about too, with ultrasounds and other kinds of focal therapies that can try to get rid of very small focuses of prostate cancer. But one of the most important pieces of prostate cancer care, I think, is that for men who have very low amounts of prostate cancer that are very low risk, those men can actually be followed with something called active surveillance. So that would be PSA blood tests over time, rectal exams, sometimes imaging like MRIs, mm-hmm. Or even biopsies once in a while to really follow very low risk disease, but never actually do a surgery or do radiation that causes side effects, because that cancer is never going to be aggressive enough or dangerous enough to cause a long-term problem. So that helps men keep their quality of life, keep their erectile function, all of their urinary function, all of the things that they are potentially in danger of having in terms of side effects. It keeps them all safe while never having to actually have them go through a procedure because the cancer is so low risk.
And this all goes back to go see your doctor. You need an exam.
Yes.
I can speak as a man. We're all meatheads and we don't listen to people. We just need to go see doctors. Yes. And by the way, you have a guided relaxation session. What is this? Because I feel like I want to be a part of it.
Yeah, you know, I just finished with clinic. I'd like to be part of a guided relaxation myself.
Yes.
It would be lovely. So this is really a push. I think at Northwestern and at many places around the country, it has really been identified that mental health, stress, and the whole person are things that we need to focus on. And we've never really wanted to focus on just the prostate. And this is really just a piece of that, focusing on the whole person. So there are wellness consultations where a wellness associate meets one-on-one with patients or with their loved ones or caregivers or partners to talk about strategies for relaxation.
Yes.
There's guided relaxation where the group actually meets and they go through guided relaxation as a group with breathing techniques and thoughtfulness. And certainly you don't even have to be a patient at Northwestern to attend something like that. I can give you contact information for the woman who coordinates that if you're interested. The group's meeting on September 24th. And I think they have a schedule posted at nm.org/Polsky, P-O-L-S-K-Y. And then, of course, we have support groups that are specific to prostate cancer. But the guided relaxation and wellness consultations are really for everybody and for, just a holistic approach of caring for ourselves.
Well, of course. And I joke about it, but I even need downtime. I mean, I used to run. And then I got to a point a few years ago where it's like, okay, you just need to breathe. You need to relax for a few minutes a day and just kind of collect yourself. And trust me, it helps. And I do check in. I call it a check-in with myself daily. You got to check in a few times with yourself daily and see how you're doing.
I think that's incredibly valuable. You know, we do have research in cancer, not necessarily just in prostate cancer, but in cancer and in other aspects of health, where we've found that people who go through these kinds of processes, people who reduce their stress levels, reduce their cortisol levels by kind of checking in, like you're saying, and taking stock, doing some breathing exercises, those people actually do better in the long run. So it is really, really important. And your mental health is just as important as your physical health.
And let's mention this Sunday, you have the Prostate Cancer Run Walk. Where is it? How can people sign up? Is there a website?
Yes. So the Us2 group has a run walk called the Sea Blue Run Walk in Chicago. It is in Lincoln Park, and there is a sign up if folks Google Us2 Sea Blue, and C is S-E-A. Blue. It is available for them to figure out how to sign up right there. They can register as an individual. They can register as a team. It is officially taking place on Sunday, the 15th of September from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. The address in Lincoln Park is 1790 North Stockton. It's at LaSalle and Stockton, essentially. And there's music, there's food, there's a lot of activity, and there's even, I'll be there in a doctor's tent ready to give advice, and there's lots of different specialists there for people addressing sexual health, medical oncologists like me, urologists. There are nurses there, pelvic floor specialists. So all there just to be resources for the community.
We have a lot of people listening at night, and there's a lot of guys out there that haven't seen a doctor in years. We urge you to go, number one, get your physical. And number two, you need to find a urologist and have a prostate exam.
You do. And, if you can't take that step to get right to the urologist right away, at least see a primary care doctor. Ask about your prostate cancer risk. Say you want to have some screening done. Even primary care doctors can actually do initial screening for prostate cancer and send you to your urologist if there's concern. But for so many men, it's more than just prostate cancer. And so to see urologists to talk about things like erectile health or, if some people end up getting urinary tract issues or they end up having a lot of urination at night, maybe because of swelling of their prostate, which I talked about earlier, BPH, which is not cancer, and so we couldn't find it on a cancer screen, but really messes up your sleep at night or throughout the day if you have to go to the bathroom a bunch of times, and a urologist can help with that. So these are really a great team of a group of doctors who can help with all kinds of men's health issues, not just prostate cancer.
Awesome. Dr. Alicia Morgans, Northwestern Hospital. Now you can go to bed. Thank you so much for coming on the show. You were just fantastic.
Thank you so much. You have a good evening.
It's 720 WGN.